Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, only me and you. Resort music. Big resort tune right there.
That's facts.
Now, I like these resort tunes that's rocking out here, though. I ain't gonna hold you, man. They got a few of them. Tyler got some.
Make you want to book some.
Tams.
What was that Tyler song we just heard with Skilly Bang?
That was Skilly Bang. Who else was on that joint? I forget. But that joint hard.
That's hard.
That's on Tyler's new album. She was running around New York City. A lot of the young fellas was in awe of her beautimous self. You know what I mean? They was on it. It was on it. We got Ebro, we got Rosenberg, we got Laura Stiles. Good morning on a rainy day around the New York City tri-state. Laura Stiles, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm looking through socials to see what's happening in the world. And oh my God, there's this one clip that I'm watching. This poor man, he really thought he met Ludacris, and he's like literally crying, like real tears, and it's obviously not Ludacris. And the guy's just going along with it.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, so mean.
The guy who's playing along with it, is he likely to get it often? Like, is this something that happens?
No.
He looks nothing like Ludacris.
Bro, he looks nothing like Ludacris.
Yo, he really tickled by this.
It's so funny. But it's funny and it's mean because the guy's crying, bro. He's like, he's crying. Like, he's so happy. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. It's
going to
suck when he sees he's like all over the internet, so people are cooking him.
Did you see the Drake update by any chance? Are you on top of his post?
Yes.
What about the Diddy update?
Bro, yes, I was just compiling a couple things behind the scenes because this thing keeps getting more and more interesting. I'll use that word.
I find it very interesting though that you know, Diddy, you know, is not currently being charged with anything. Still got his passport. Still running around smooth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're like, yo, he ain't.
And his team, I read somewhere that his team is trying to, I don't know if they're trying to press charges, but they're saying that because he hasn't charged, they're just saying that everything that's been going on is excessive. Trying to find the reasons for it, for being that excessive, but who knows?
I think the reasons are they want to cook Diddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's, because he paid out Cassie, most people, including myself, are like, yo, you was up to something.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know if this dude's law, because this seems to all not be based around the Cassie stuff. This seems to be based around the lawsuit from the dude who worked on the Love album. What's his name? The producer, the songwriter.
Is it Rel?
Lil Rel's a comedian, man. What are you talking about? Jones. I'll look up his name. But it feels like this was based around that. But anyway, look, today it's supposed to rain most of the day, and it's time to get into Laura Never Loses. Laura, what are we giving away?
Let me see. This morning, we are giving away tickets to see Bryson Tiller at the theater at Madison Square Garden on June 3rd. Tickets are on sale now, but, you know, we need two people right now. Let's see who's going to get them.
Damn, Laura just...
It's Lil Rod. Little Rod.
Lil Rod. I was like, Laura just threw Lil Rel in this joint.
I was crazy. Like, God, it's Lil R. It's Lil Rod. I'm sorry. Not Little Rel. Little Rod.
Like, yo, why you doing Lil Rel? How are you like this?
Lil Rod.
We got Mia on the line. Mia, what's popping?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Where are you calling us from, Mia?
I'm in Elizabeth.
There you go, Jersey. Elizabeth, New Jersey. Yo, Elizabeth, New Jersey, what's poppin'? How's Elizabeth, New Jersey these days? You couldn't even find the words?
That's not what you want. It's great.
Okay, all right. She struggled.
It's great.
She struggled with that. Let's go to Terrence and see if he enjoys where he lives. Terrence, how are you?
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Where are you from? Where are you living?
Lower Manhattan.
How's Lower Manhattan these days?
All right. It's cool.
He's not too happy either. Maybe those polls they put out about living in New York City and in the tri-state, everybody talking about is facts. Because everybody's like,
It's all right, man.
What's going on in Lower Manhattan? It's turning your frown upside down. I mean, turning your smile upside down.
Not much. A lot of stuff, you know.
All them new buildings with all these non-New Yorkers moving in.
Blocking all the views.
Facts. Yo, if you lived in any of the NYCHA houses down there or any of the rent control down there, they done blocked all them good.
Exactly.
Amazing beauty. Exactly. Not all, but a lot of them. What building you in down there?
High floor, you good. Say it again?
What building you in down there?
Like Lillian Ward.
Oh, okay.
Like right on FDR Drive.
Yeah. Y'all had a great view.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You live on a high floor, but I live on the first floor.
Ah, you're done.
Can't see
Finish.
Exactly.
Mia, who you want to represent you today? Mia Laura Stiles.
I'm feeling, I'll go with you,
Lebo. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's
all crazy. Right, let's do this.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shani with the question.
That's me.
Let's play. Laura never loses.
All right, here we go. Which artist just did a pop-up show in time?
Shakira.
Shakira. True. What is the largest mammal in the world? Ebro.
The blue whale.
Blue whale is what it is. Which rapper finally released a video?
Ebro.
Oh, I know.
Three.
They were saying something about Juvenile for the anniversary of 400 degrees or something.
What is your answer?
Yes.
Juvenile.
Juvenile is correct.
Yeah.
What do bees collect?
Ebro. Bees collect pollen to make honey.
Incorrect.
Oh.
What do bees collect to make honey?
Oh.
Well, maybe correct, but it's not the answer.
I thought they connected. Maybe they pollinate because.
I mean, pollen and nectar, or I don't know.
What's your answer?
Pollen?
He said pollen.
Why would you do that?
I mean, nectar.
Nah, she can't change.
All right, fine, whatever. I don't care.
The answer is nectar. Time
it is nectar. Well, I didn't know they was collecting nectar. I thought they collected pollen.
I always thought it was either or.
Yeah. Ebro wins.
Hey, Mia, we did it.
You got tickets to see Bryson Tiller at the theater at Madison Square Garden on June 3rd. For everybody else, tickets are on sale now. Made hot by Live Nation.
There it is. Hang on, Mia. Terrence, man.
Thank
love,
you.
Man.
Sorry, Terrence.
Sorry about the views. Sorry about the views over there, man. Sorry about the views.
No problem, man.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, it's here. Beyoncé unveils the Cowboy Carter track list. Features are out. A lot of the rumors are answered, so we'll discuss it coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
97 minutes commercial-free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Talking Draymond Green right now, who got kicked out the game last night. Double technicals in less than 4 minutes. Against the Magic. I know we don't really care on this side of things.
We don't. We don't care about a random Golden State game. But when someone gets kicked out in 4 minutes and that person has a reputation,
it's also Draymond, who everybody knows. And he's the current, what you call him? Is he the current Dennis Rodman or the current Rasheed Wallace? Maybe a hybrid? A little bit of both? Because Rodman will definitely.
A hybrid.
Rodman was smart enough to not get kicked out, but he got a lot of texts.
Yeah, but he doesn't have remotely the personality of Rodman. He's way normal as a
Oh,
guy.
You mean as a human?
But that's like obvious. Like Rodman's personality was weird, and you knew.
I think I'm just mostly talking about the on-court text.
Right, you just, that thing, Rodman, I feel like you can't just throw in and use him just as a basketball comp because he's such
his style of play is very.
And Draymond's a way better offensive player.
Yes. And that's why I said hybrid. Rasheed Wallace, who's a phenomenal offensive player, but got a record number of technicals.
Yeah, he got a lot. He did.
So, but at any rate, he's a if you watch basketball, you know about the Draymond story last night. I think the story today will be Steph Curry's emotional response to Draymond getting kicked out. And the talk around, like, has Steph had enough as they try to get into the playoffs on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an interesting one to watch play out. Knicks put up 145 points.
Bro.
Beat the Raptors.
I mean, they're winning the games. That type of win. So they beat, who'd they beat the other night that they were? Oh,
Detroit.
Detroit, which was closer than I thought it would be. They actually are, it needed to be. That right there is showing, listen, we're not playing with y'all. We are not playing around.
They are in not playing around mode right now. They are 16 games over 500.
Yeah.
And they do not have two of their best players.
Right.
And like all their other little players are turning into like players.
They have a nice rotation going right now. Proud of my Knicks, man.
Not your team, but this could be a lot of fun.
Yo, listen, Laura Stiles got the flashing lights. Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right, it looks like some of the rumors were true. Beyonce continued her Cowboy Carter rollout by sharing the track list, and we saw features by Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson and Jolene, which was the song that was being rumored that Beyonce might cover. It seems like it made the cut, so it's very exciting.
Now,
so let's just see.
Now, racism aside, white supremacy and racism aside, I was literally having this conversation, which I don't even know if you could put it aside, but in a way, if someone showed up that was not a quote unquote hip hop artist and was like, yo, I'm making a hip hop album, what would the response from the hip hop community be?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
Definitely get cooked.
Right. And I know this is nuanced and very different because Beyonce's made country songs before. R&B, which is her, you know, her base of music, is based, you know, is the base for country music, right? Like blues, R&B, gospel, all that country kind of goes together. So it's not really an apples to apples discussion. However, I was trying to understand why I keep hearing that the country consumer is very angry with Beyonce. Racism and white supremacy aside.
But is that true?
That's what I'm hearing from people who work in country radio.
They've said people are upset about it.
People don't like it at all. And they feel like it's not authentic and it's not genuine. And then when Beyonce came out and was like, this isn't a country album, this is Beyonce album, they was like, ah!
Even worse.
Come on! I wanted to try to like it, and now you just...
And now you told me it's not what you thought it is.
Meanwhile, you're sitting on a horse with a cowboy hat.
No, listen.
Well, and then here's the plot twist. But Beyonce is legit from Houston, where that is the culture that she grew up in and around for black folks in Houston. Like, that's a real
thing. Right, it's not a stretch.
So right, it's not right, a stretch.
No, listen.
But the genre is country
for
music.
For sure. Listen, I'm super stoked about it because I like pop country. So to me, it's a great fit of kind of music that I will like.
Right.
Beyonce plus pop country to me sounds like a lot of fun, and I love the single. There's absolutely a world where you can be nuanced and say, no, you could be a non-racist country fan and find the whole thing annoying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. These
were a couple of radio people, and like I know the head of the, what is it, the country music, whatever their, not the Grammy, whatever their like CMAs. Grammy, CMA thing. And I said, so now if Beyonce went and did these pop-up performances, hypothetically, at all of these legendary country...
The Grand Ole Opry and...
But even more cultural than that, like those bars and things like that all around the country, which are like these play... They have these like bars, these like almost saloons that are these small, almost like SOBs.
Okay.
But for country. If she went and did these pop-ups and was really like trying to connect with people, do you think it would be received differently versus this kind of being pushed upon that audience? And the person said, yes, absolutely. I think more people would embrace. However, it's still very, even this is a country music person. However, it's still very racist. Like, there would still be racism.
Well, that part's also, like, that's the messed up thing is both can be true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I think there'll be people who come around to it. Like, yeah. People got to hear records and see if they come around to it. You know what I mean?
Well, and the reason I brought it up is because I'm hearing country programmers are having a hard time trying to figure out how to justify to play this music when they're hearing from their audience that they don't want it. In the country music space.
That's very...
And specifically at radio. It can still do whatever on streaming because it can be categorized as country and non-country fans can run it up. Right.
Exactly. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interessante, but that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:03, a high of 50 degrees today. Rain most of the day, and alternate side parking is suspended for Holy Thursday.
MTA board approves final congestion pricing rates. At the board meeting yesterday.
Well, so they approved the rates now? It's official?
Disgusting.
Red.
A lot of lawsuits floating around this.
Listen, that's not going to stop them from turning on those little scanners that they got.
It's about to happen like any minute, right?
I think they could just flip the switch and it's turned on.
It's crazy.
WQHT FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire.
Hey, I'm going to hit myself with the button.
Congratulations, you played
Let's
yourself.
Get into it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I was supposed to be preparing for this segment, and instead I was just aimlessly on Twitter. So that's why I'm giving myself a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Meanwhile, Laura tried to prepare us and was like, yo, what do you guys got for congratulations, you played yourself? And being a troll and an a-hole, I said, you?
God.
Also. I had nothing on Laura Stiles. That was just my response. But I had nothing.
No, you got something.
I was Whitney Houston. I have nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I have something.
What?
So for Euphoria fans who were, you know, patiently waiting for season 3, well, there's an official announcement
from
HBO saying that the cast can pursue other opportunities because it's on hold indefinitely.
Damn.
So if you're wondering what's happening, that's what's happening. Once they tell you, yeah, you guys can go ahead and pursue other opportunities, what do you think that means?
It's over, live.
Yeah.
You get nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but it's
drama.
Once Agnes Cloud. His first name was Agnes, right?
I think it's Angus.
So, I think it's Angus. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to disrespect that man. He was a great actor. When Angus Cloud passed, you knew that was the end. Like, it already felt like it was going to be tough to come back. Then you lose a critical cast member in this tragic fashion. You know, I had my issues with that show. I sort of felt like it had gone off the rails. But, you know, listen, it certainly had a moment in time. It was big.
Right.
Big.
Sorry, Laura, I do have one.
Okay.
Remember the audio we played the other day of Cardi B talking about she got pulled over and basically searched and had to get naked, butt naked on the street.
Yes.
And they thought she had fentanyl and guns and et cetera, in the
car. Fucking naked.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Cardi B's team has just addressed her recent claim that she was pulled over by the Los Angeles Police Department and strip searched in connection with suspicion that she was trafficking fentanyl. Mm. Yesterday, Wednesday, Cardi B's team released a statement to Billboard refuting the allegations and essentially categorizing them as false.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Quote, this IG Live was taken out of context and there is no truth to this story. Apologies for any confusion.
Who said that?
Cardi B's team.
Congratulations,
there's no truth to the story.
It's taken out of context and there's no truth.
Wait, what?
That's what this says. I'm just reading the piece from allhiphop.com.
Is this cleanup on aisle 9 or something?
I mean, Shawnee, I think it's beyond cleanup on aisle 9. It's like, it's honestly.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's beyond the cleanup. It's like.
You trying to act like it never happened?
No, well, it's her team saying.
Her team is saying this.
But they're not acting like it never happened. I think they're saying it never happened.
They're not acting. The quote is, this IG Live was taken out of context, and there is no truth to this story. Nothing to worry about. Apologies for any confusion.
Just lying? Just making it up? Oh,
now Cardi. Okay.
Congratulations. You played
Cardi
yourself.
Didn't specify anyone, did she? Like LAPD?
No, she said LAPD. Go look for the audio. Let's listen to the audio one more time.
Because
this was a series. Oh, remember, it was like Cardi B's going to sue LAPD?
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing? And then listen to the audio. You found it?
And I remember hearing it. I was going, what the hell is going on here?
I got stopped by the cops yesterday. They thought I was trafficking fentanyl. And they thought I had a gun in my car, so they stopped me and everything. All the helicopters in L.A., they was outside, yo. I was freaking out. Like, they had me outside for, like, 3 hours. They had me getting butt naked outside, yo. Like, but, like, I'm about to sue the LAPD. Like, you already know, like, I had, like, a bad day yesterday. And I told them, like, yo, I'm Cardi B. Like, do I look like I gotta sell some shit? Why would I do that? Like, why? I will never do no like that. Like, and they didn't believe me. Like, it was, like, some white cops or something. Like, they didn't know who I was. So, like, it was really tough on me and everything. They said that, like, somebody gave them a clue. I really feel like it was one of my ops. They're really trying to ruin my life. I've been going through a lot lately. But, like, for somebody to do that, like, tip the LAPD.
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
Something's going on.
Sound like there was a conversation behind the scenes. To me, it feels like, let's make this go away. That's what I'm hearing.
But, oh, really? That's what you're going
with? But King Louis,
she sounds genuine.
So exactly. She sounds genuine.
Right. I think that it happened. This is me.
And then they got a call behind the scenes like, yo, downplay this. We got something on you or something, and you don't want this smoke?
And everybody's like, let's make this go away. Her team comes out and says this never happened.
Well, I just saw an article from BET.com. I just saw the link right now. It says LAPD says there is no evidence of Cardi B's claims of the harassment.
Nothing to worry about. Now, the problem is I can't trust the LAPD neither.
Right, right.
There's no historical record of the LAPD being trustworthy.
No, none of this is trustworthy. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, the only thing that sounds honest really is that audio.
And
which
by the way,
believe it
go ahead, cast one.
By the way, her team says it's taken out of context. What context is it taken out of? She's literally saying, yo, they pulled me over.
On that note, I was like, was this an IG Live where she was making up some movie scenario?
Well, and was the only thing I was thinking. Is it part of a storyline for a, like, she thought it was a cool, like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to drop a video, and then it'll be like a.
And then somebody edited it to make it sound like that's what it actually was.
Yeah, and like, you know, this is going to be like my ops, and then there's a song about it, and then it's a. Creative.
Could be.
It all sounds like this, though.
Congratulations.
We can agree on, there's consensus on congratulations, ladies. <yourself.
laughs> Let's move on. Let's pretend it never happened also. Shawnee, you see the Sage Steele audio?
I do.
Now, listen, first of all, before I get to the actual audio of her, let me hit Bill Maher with the button.
Why?
Because Bill Maher, who used to be like a bastion of progressive thought,
you played yourself.
Has sort of like slowly but surely, because of his anti-cancel culture, like he has that comedian's obsession with
cancel
culture.
He got old and got conservative?
He really has been. And like every issue that comes up, it seems like he blames the progressives. Like it's what they need to do. So like even though he's anti-Trump, he's always blaming the left for everything that happens. Then he starts a podcast network, and his first podcast is a known far conservative who left ESPN because she thought her political ideas were being squelched or whatever. Her name is Sage Steele. She's known as like, she's like the anti-Jemele Hill of ESPN. You know what I mean? Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah, they're on different ends of the spectrum.
Different ends of the spectrum, but both left ESPN at some point. Sage is now doing a podcast with Bill Maher, and in a great promo move, they released an incredibly awkward blooper. Her first interview is with the president of UFC, also a very controversial guy, Dana White. Here's her talking to Dana White.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White. What's Dana White's dream?
Did you just think I was Joe Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me f***ing Joe Rogan. You thought it was Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I thought you were
Joe Rogan. I was bald before Joe was ever bald. Okay?
I know.
Just did a two-hour podcast. I flew here from Vegas, and she thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
Jesus.
Hilarious.
Congratulations.
Yo, she deserves that, but guess what?
It's a great promo.
I relate.
No, by
I've done it 1,000 times.
By the way, he broke and relate. He literally called Jesse Reyes, Yessie
Ortiz, which is a completely different person. But
a completely different person.
And both people I know.
But like the context for confusing them was so random, it didn't make
any
sense.
No, but the bad part was I stuck to it.
Like
I was like, it was almost like I was having a stroke.
No, it was bad. It was bad.
But congratulations.
Now.
You played yourself.
But this is almost different. This is one-on-one. He flew out for her first thing. It's a big deal. He is the president of UFC. And this was at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
He says, I just did a 2-hour interview with you. And then she goes, what is Joe Rogan?
Yo, what's even more of a...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Is the fact that if you do a lot of interviews, probably towards the end of the interview, she's thinking about UFC. Guess who hosts on UFC?
Yeah, he worked. Joe Rogan works for Dana White.
And was probably like, you know what? My follow-up interview should probably be with Joe Rogan. So she wasn't even present in the convo. She was thinking about what she needed to do next.
Right. And now she's like, but it's so awkward that when you watch the video and she realizes it and she goes, no, to Dana White, and she touches his leg to like make it like, hey.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Pretty good.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
However, it is great promo, though.
For sure.
Styles and Rosenberg.
It was great promo. Sage Steele and Candace Owens. I want to see them in the same space at the same time.
Do you think they could be the same person?
No, they're not the same person.
No.
I just want to see, they both, for me, are kind of headed towards occupying a similar space.
Yeah, I mean, Sage is much more
polished as a journalist.
And reasonable, I think, and she hasn't said.
But as Candace Owens,
she hasn't approached the level.
No.
Approach.
But Candace Owens is on the rebrand, on the soften. She's softening things as she tries to broaden her appeal. And her base and, you know, her reach and all of these things, she's softening her approach. So it seems. Want to see this collision course. The young conservative black woman.
I don't even like the word conservative for Candace. It's not really the right word. Because when you have like full on, when you start like leaning into conspiracy theory stuff, is that really conservative?
Well, she's MAGA. She's full on MAGA. That's the whole MAGA thing.
No, yeah, she's MAGA. MAGA puppet. Listen, it sounds crazy. There's a world in which Trump straight taps Candace for VP. I wouldn't say it would floor me. I'd go,
what?
I mean, the man keeps talking about.
And what if he got up there? He's like, Candy!
I love Candy. She's so sweet. She's sweet like Candy.
Just like Candy. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Curve is going to happen next. And then we bring in DJ John so you can beat the buzzer so you can get money and summer jams, okay? And it's raining all day. And that's a big. But we got 97 minutes of commercial free music. Cast one. Go ahead, bro.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Curved. Isaiah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's great. Thanks for joining us today and being a part of this potential embarrassment. But also, maybe you and Gabrielle will rekindle and you can figure out why she curved you. So it says here on the notes, you guys went on a few dates and everything was great.
Okay.
Yes. You felt like things were moving towards some shtupping. Some lay them down, smack them, yak them. But you never got to that point.
No.
What made you think that you was about to get to that point?
We were making out. We were at my place. We were
first
making
base,
out.
Baby.
We had went on a few days. Yeah.
So what happened? You were calling her and she just didn't call you back after the date?
Good times.
Yeah, I called and text. I haven't heard anything back from her.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, plus we got to figure this out.
All right.
Let's see what's going on.
We will get Gabrielle on the line and see what's the reason you got curved. 1 second,
all
Isaiah.
Right, let's
now,
see.
Isaiah, here's the deal. At any point, feel free to jump in. Gabrielle agreed to come on the show. She doesn't know you're on the line, but, you know, don't let that hold you back.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Gabrielle?
Hey.
Gabrielle, thanks for coming on Curved. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You agreed to come on. We were talking about Isaiah. He hit us because he hasn't been able to contact you, but thank you for talking to us. Why are you not hitting Isaiah back? What's going on?
Isaiah.
Damn.
The week, Isaiah and I had a really good time. We went out a couple times. It was cool.
Gabrielle, why do I get the impression you just want to say bless his heart?
Because I do.
That's how you're feeling?
Wow. Damn.
Damn.
Black woman hit you with bless his heart? It's a wrap for you. What'd he do? What's the problem?
I mean, he's an all-around good guy. The problem, he can't get it.
He what?
He can't get it. He suffers from erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
So.
Whoa. How you just going to bring that up on the radio and put me out there like that? My gosh, you gonna say that on the radio?
But you did leave that out of the conversation. You
and
probably should have told
and Isaiah, you did email us to come on the radio, so you kind of put her in a predicament to say
per day.
Damn, come on now. Damn.
Focus on.
She cashed out. Now that the cat's out the bag, let's talk about it. Let's be real. This is what you want? First of all,
I was drunk.
Y'all got me because I didn't realize he was gonna be on here, but, let's be honest with you, love. Like, for real, like, you...
It's love.
You can't get the horse off the stable. You can't even wake the horse up to get out.
All right, okay. I'm going to cut you out. Hang on, Gabrielle. Hang on. Before this get like...
Yeah.
Before we get into name calling and all that, Isaiah, is what she's saying true?
Yes and no.
Okay. Do you want to explain on the radio? Or, Gabrielle, are you open to, you know, maybe y'all having... Because you sound like you like it.
Hell yeah. No, I'm going to explain this on the radio.
Go ahead.
I got to say my name.
All right.
The night in question, we were drinking before.
And that caused you to not be on your, you know, on your game.
Yes, I didn't have ED, I had WD.
What?
Huh?
What?
Whiskey.
Oh, you had whiskey. Oh.
Never heard of it.
And I've dealt with men that have been able to drink everybody on the table and still knock it down. So excuses.
You know, you stop hitting him back, Gabrielle. You didn't even give him a second chance. So before we get in the name call,
that's a lie. We went out more than once. He had more than one opportunity to do it. Did he tell you that?
Well, he said y'all went out several times and he was moving towards sex, but he didn't say multiple times that.
So we tried multiple times. The last time he saw me, he was sitting on his bed with his head in his hand and I was walking out the door. Why? Because he couldn't get it. And it was not the first time. I'm reasonable. I'm a reasonable woman. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But really? Twice in a row? Nah. Sorry, you can't have what you call it whiskey twice in a row, especially since drinking the second time.
We always drink before we hang out.
That's a problem too.
All I'm gonna say is I'm tired. I don't even want to deal with it. Listen, I have a very, very, very healthy sex drive.
Apparently.
And you, darling, you can't even satisfy that.
It sounds like that hurts your feelings a little bit.
I can't live on bread alone. I need some meat to go with it, and your ass can't get it.
Okay, all right. So you don't want to? Y'all don't want to go out again?
No, sir. I refuse to have blue wop. It's not happening.
Blue wop.
Yep.
It's like blue balls. Blue wop.
Right. It sounds like goo wop too. Okay.
Sorry, man.
Isaiah, we tried, man. Now you know what happened, at least.
Hey, thank you, guys. You did the best you could.
All right. Hey, Gabrielle, we're going to let you go. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Damn.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you, Isaiah. Isaiah, bro, you got to go get this looked at, bro. You got to talk to a professional.
Nah, it's the WD, man.
Nah, bro.
Just go get
sex therapy, you know what I'm saying? Maybe take a, what they got? They got some pills?
Well, I think you may want to think about is how much you're drinking if this is a regular occurrence, honestly.
I mean, this has turned into a guru segment. This is not curved anymore. Mm, yeah. That's another segment.
Mm. Yeah, we're here to save lives.
The gurus would like to say, get some help.
Get some help, exercise, circulate, stop drinking that much.
I don't think I need therapy or exercise. I probably just need AA. I drink too much.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm drinking so much.
The gurus have saved another life.
Yo, listen.
There you go.
Let's get you in program. That's a good idea, man, that you get rid of that.
My name is Isaiah, and I am an alcoholic.
Okay. You don't have to start
here. This isn't the meeting, but.
Yeah, you got to go to an actual meeting.
Hang on, Isaiah. Let's move on. Let's get great.
Yo.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. curved@eberinthemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Yes, Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Laura and Rosenberg, I'm going to need your help articulating a thought I've been having.
Sensational.
So I've been seeing all the, you know, the responses to the Diddy situation, a lot of people. And I think Uncle Luke just posted a video. Did I see that yesterday? I don't know. Days are running together. We have a new baby in the house. I don't know which way is up right now.
Israel.
But Luke was alleging that the reason this is happening to Diddy is because he has a lawsuit against a giant company, Diageo.
Okay.
Which is where the Ciroc brand and his liquor brands were.
Mm.
My first thought goes, yeah, but what does that have to do with, you know, the price of tea in China? No. What does that have to do with the fact that these things could actually still be there? Right? And it takes me back to the whole Michael Jackson thing back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Where the allegations of Michael Jackson, people would always say, yeah, but that was because, you know, the Beatles catalog and him and Sony was beefing over publishing, so they found a way to come after him to tear him down.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that the allegations are false also, because we saw the payout to Cassie already. We already saw that. That actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who are seeing this Diageo thing and going, yeah, they're trying to tear him down because he's going after them. That can be true,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be true that the things that are being alleged are true. It just wouldn't have maybe gotten this far if there wasn't a big company or somebody with a lot of money to prop up and fund. What's the guy's name, Laura, that's bringing the lawsuit? That's because I'm also seeing that this guy,
producer, Rod,
what is it?
Lil Rod.
Rodney Jones is his name.
Yeah, is it Lil Rod?
Lil Rod.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah,
because I saw a video of him.
By the way, Ayo, keep going.
I saw a video of him many months ago before the Diddy album even came out, right? It was on TikTok, and he was talking about how he wasn't getting paid right for the work. He was mad about his payment, and he was mad about et cetera, et cetera. And because I've been in this game a long time, I felt like I needed to articulate that idea, right? The things Rodney and Jones
multiple
is...
Multiple things could be true.
Multiple things could be true at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know if people's brains... unfortunately can function in that way sometimes.
Well, they don't. It was kind of the conversation we had earlier that you had to really stop and go, hey, there are probably racists that are hating on Beyonce's country because they're racist. But then there may also just be country fans who don't have an issue with Beyonce who just find the whole thing annoying. They could both be true.
Right.
But you have to like pause and be able to have space that both could be true.
Right.
But it's so easy to throw it all, especially in the social media era, you just throw it all in the bucket in one comment.
Right.
So now with the Diddy thing, they're like, well, yeah, but people want to take him down.
True.
People want to laugh at his downfall.
True.
True. But Cassie didn't. That settlement, it looks like Cassie had avoided doing that for a very long time when you look at the timeline of the whole thing.
Well, and according to how it played out, like she was, her attorneys were like, look, we didn't even want to make this public, but they was trying to act like this wasn't a thing and they didn't need to deal with us.
Right. Right. So, and it doesn't, and then the details in there, as we pointed out on the show before, there are some that you can just go, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, oh, when that happened, oh yeah. So
the Rodney Jones, I just saw a headline where he's saying there's a camera. This is on 50 Cent's IG. There's a camera.
Speaking of people who do want to laugh at Diddy's downfall, go ahead.
Oh, there's a camera in every room of Diddy's house where he has these quote-unquote freak-off parties and sex parties. And so 50's basically on his IG like, yo, I'm paying top dollar for these videos. Best believe I'm going to get these videos.
The movie's coming out. You didn't see it? How would he get the videos, though?
I mean, see, you're going to another place. Right. Why are you trying to make sense of something? Yeah. What are you talking about? It's just an IG post. The real point was I saw the quote from the alleger, Rodney Jones, saying that there's video cameras in every single house and that there's video of all the celebs and everybody that's participated in these things.
Right.
We don't know if this is true or false.
Right.
But the reason I thought of this guy, Rodney Jones, is because he's the type of individual who probably has claims. Not saying his claims are not true. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is without the proper financial support, he would not be able to take this as far as it's being taken.
Bro, he has to put out a GoFundMe.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so then, if there is a... someone working behind the scenes that wants to represent Diageo, it's nothing for them to sprinkle a couple of dollars on an individual like Rodney Jones and say, let's take this even farther to discredit Diddy so we don't have to pay him. Once again, assuming that all of the things are true.
Are true, right.
Right,
but by
the way,
Diageo and Diddy did settle everything.
Right.
In January.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, I'll let you know why Young Miami is reportedly named in Rodney Jones' updated sexual assault lawsuit against Diddy. It gets more complicated, and we'll talk about it next.
All right, let's bring in DJ John. It's time to get to beating the buzzer, but the family likes to sing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
The DJ John.
Hello, family.
Talk about your Knicks, baby. Talk about our Knicks, baby.
Listen, we are up.
Yeah, kid.
And, you know, without our big superstars, you know, Randall. And listen, they'll be back. They'll be back by the playoffs. They'll be back.
Yo, question. Is Bing Bong a rap? Is that over? We're not bing-bonging. This would be the time. Like, for instance, and maybe this is the biggest
Congratulations.
Last year we was bing bonging and the Knicks were nowhere near what they are.
2 years ago.
Two years ago. There was a song people was, they had one like the opening night game and Knicks faithful was outside making videos. It was crazy.
Against the Celtics.
Crazy, going crazy like they won the world champion.
Love it.
Like the NBA finals. Now there's really actually a reason to have a song and people outside wilding. I'm not seeing it.
It's
no energy.
It's light. It's super light.
No, there's energy. There's energy. It's just
they blew their wad 2 years ago. And now they decided to wait.
Yeah, the timing. The timing.
Oh, was that an AO? Yeah. No, Diddy.
The timing is. But maybe Bing Bong will come back. I saw. Shout out to Nems. I saw him this week.
Man.
I was like, it's hilarious. I said, it's hilarious. You've done so many things in your life. You work so hard. And now he does quite well, fortunately. Yeah. I was like, but the thing that put money in your pocket in the end was you saying bing bong during a random Knicks season when they weren't even great. Like, because now they are great.
Yeah. And his bing bong wasn't even about the Knicks.
Yeah, it started out being about something else, but it became the thing. But guess what? It all worked out. He flipped it into other things.
Absolutely. But. Shout out to them. Zakiya's on the line to beat the buzzer. Zakiya, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Do you know how to get down and get after this money and beat the buzzer?
Yes. Bye. I listen every morning.
Well, we appreciate you checking in. Are you in Newark, New Jersey? Like the phone says.
Yes, I am.
Shout out to Newark. Love y'all over there. Great people over there.
Thank you, Jersey.
Now, here we go. It is time for Zakiya to beat the buzzer.
$380.
Whoa, coming in hot.
$400.
Stop.
There you go. $400. She came to get something. She wasn't playing.
No, yes, I respect
it. I respect you so much. Wow. I respect. And listen, we may listen back, and it may be a disaster, but I respect what you did. You had a number in your mind, and you got it. Good for you.
All right, let's see what else is left in here. Let's see what else.
All right, let's see.
$450.
Right, not too bad.
$500.
All right. It's 100 more. It's not crazy.
$640.
Oh, $200. That hurts.
$240. Wow. $700.
Well, wow. You know, you hate to see it.
Oh, Lord.
$800.
That's double.
And
that's,
I wanted to go further.
That's actually double.
Listen. I mean, it's a lightweight. That's it's a lightweight.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, she didn't.
It's light. I said it was light. It's small. I mean, she got 400, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it ended up at 8?
Congrats, Zakiya. You did great.
Zakiya, you did a phenomenal job.
And you are going to Summer Jam.
Yes. Doja Cat, yes. Offset, Sexy Red,
yes.
Davido, Sleepy Hollow.
Shout out to my daughters.
Big Brooklyn, yeah, go ahead.
I want to get a shout out to my daughter, Zakayla. She on her way to Texas. Hey. Love you.
Wait, what's she doing in Texas? Going to school or just going to hang out?
No, she's on spring break, so she's with her godmommy, Asia, and they in Texas for 2 weeks.
Dang. There you go. Have a good time, Spring Breakers. Hang on, Zakiya. We got to get some info so we can get you your money and your tickets. Laura Styles, Flashing Lights, next, Cast 1. 97 minutes commercial free. Hey.
LLJ, Cool J.
You got me working.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on
fire!
Feels like that's the question today. If you,
I got a question.
If you have to come to New York City for work or whatever it is you do, the question is, are you going to not drive now because of congestion pricing? Is it going to actually stop people from driving?
And we know the answer is no.
Most of the cars I see, I drive. So because I can afford it, I've already budgeted it, I'm just paying. It's going to be what it's going to be. Hell, I just gave the Port Authority $8,000 for unpaid tickets. So,
but how often are you in the city?
Right now,
5 days
a week?
I think
3 days a week.
3 days a week.
3 days a week. Because at Apple, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then here is like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'll tell you one thing. It's gonna cut down on the times at night when I'm like, I already don't want to go out.
Right.
But now it's like, you want to come down and do blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
not really.
Not pay a toll to you.
Ebro, now you got to double watch the MTA when you eat, to make sure your easy pass goes through.
So that's another question. Are these fees that we're getting, are they easy pass? No. Mm. They are MTA or are they Port Authority? Who is this?
We don't know.
Do you honestly think they have the infrastructure to, like, when people get ticketed incorrectly?
See, Laura.
Where are you going to call? What are you going to do? What are the fines that
they're not
are
worried
get?
About all that yet? They'll take your car, suspend your license, and figure it out later. They don't care about us.
It's going to be a mess.
Now, my next question is, you know, Rosenberg, you are articulating that congestion pricing will allow us to drive on the West Side Highway and the FDR, no charges. Mm-hmm. Once you decide to turn into Manhattan at any of the entrances, exits, however you want to term it, that's when you get clapped.
Right.
For $15.
That's correct. You're getting clapped at some point, though.
Now, if you go down the West Side, or if you go down to FDR and just hit the, you know,
straight to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Can you get to the Manhattan Bridge from the FDR without coming into the Manhattan and getting dinged?
No.
Wait, can you get to the where from what?
Like, if you're on FDR, and you, let's say you want to go to the 59th Street Bridge, don't you have to turn and come into Manhattan, get dinged before you get
on
the bridge?
Maybe they won't have them right there.
I know the Brooklyn Bridge has an off-ramp that you probably won't
Brooklyn
get
Bridge, you could dip.
If everybody's trying to get to that Brooklyn Bridge,
it's going
to
be a mess.
It's already a mess.
And that's what I'm saying.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So really, they named it congestion pricing, but this is going to do nothing to affect congestion.
Right. It's going to create more congestion in specific areas.
I want to see, and we'll take some calls in about 15 minutes, too. But first, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
All right, well, we saw Young Miami in a quote-unquote, some type of relationship with Diddy for a while, and then all of a sudden, they quote-unquote broke up, separated. But now Young Miami is wrapped up in an amended sexual assault lawsuit. This is the one that Rodney Jones, a.k.a. Little Rod, has against Diddy, right? So he sued Diddy earlier this year for sexual assault and harassment. Lil Rod reportedly worked as a videographer and a producer for Diddy. Now, in the court documents, it says that Young Miami supplied and transported pink cocaine on behalf of P. Diddy. What is pink cocaine? A combination of ecstasy and cocaine. So, and I know you guys just saw that a man by the name of Brendan Paul was recently arrested. They were saying that he was typically, you know, the guy who supplied these mixes. He was like the mule, the drug mule. But that's how Young Miami is involved in all of this. And then other reports are saying that she was, you know, paid a monthly retainer to be
a madam.
A sex worker?
Sounds like a madam.
Sex workers.
A madam? Yeah.
It sounds like he's
not a madam. A madam's not that. A madam's a boss.
Yeah, that's why that she would get the retainer fee.
Oh, no, I thought it was sex.
She was doing the sex acts, or she was going to get the girls for the part.
Oh, got it.
I don't know. It sounds like a combination, honestly.
Oh, got it. But this is all allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. This is all allegedly. This is what's in the lawsuit that Rodney Jones has against Diddy.
Well, once again, I said this a few minutes ago. They're clearly taking this serious, right? I saw coverage of this raid again in a local Miami news version of it where they said, you know, Diddy, they haven't taken Diddy's passport. He could travel and do what he wants to do. They wanted to see cell phones, computers, files. They wanted to seize all that. And I guess the claims that there are cameras in the houses, they wanted to go and seize the hard drives for all of that and see if there was evidence on these cameras or hard drives. Once again, Diddy maintains innocence. The smudge here for Diddy is all the allegations and the payout to Cassie so that this wouldn't become, you know, something that was dragged out in court. Right. Here we are, it's being dragged out anyway.
In public court.
And Cassie's legal team was like, hey, we're participating with the government, whatever they ask.
Yeah. You know who else
That's
is? Crazy.
It's not good.
There's a lot of people that are named in this lawsuit, by the way, but Cuba Gooding Jr. is also being accused of sexual assault by Rodney Jones.
By Cuba to Rodney?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, Cuba, he's every story pops up. He's always walking by. He's dancing by the window. Oh, let me stop inside and see what's going on.
Breakdancing, you know, breakdancing.
Take your shirt off, start sweating and breakdancing.
Yeah, they were saying that touching, groping, fondling, and other things happen at a yacht party back in 2023.
A yacht? Oh, so this is a one-time incident for Cuba. But your man, Rodney Jones, I'm telling you, you could probably find a TikTok video. This guy... and once again, not claiming that his allegations are false at all. Just pointing out that he is somebody that had, you know,
an axe to grind.
There you go. Great term. Axe to grind about not being paid appropriately for his work on this Love album and feeling like he was being taken advantage of before the allegations actually came out, which then if he gets the proper, you said, Laura, he was doing a GoFundMe?
Yeah, at some point, yes, he needed help.
Which somebody with some big money clearly flew in and was like, we got your back. Right. Don't even worry about it. Now you got the Department of Homeland investigating this.
Right. Listen,
like we always say, multiple things can be true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe he went through all the abuse also. And he was like, not only was I abused, I've been threatened to be quiet. But now, you know what I mean? So you just don't know. We don't know.
Also, Diddy's probably made his share of enemies over the years. In business. Of
course. Wait, you don't say.
I think it's possible. In music, in business, in everything. Now, given
who was it that threatened to drop a refrigerator on his head off the top of the Bad Boy building at one time up here? Was that the Locks? All them over there publishing? It was arguing with him one day?
Given the gravity of this entire thing, is it inappropriate for me to mention that every time I hear the phrase Lil Rod, I just want to say, Ayo.
I just want to say no Diddy.
Yo, see?
All right, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:09, a high of 50 degrees, rain most of the day, alternate side parking is suspended.
People aren't using No Diddy right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No Diddy should be more like, hey, yo, let me help you out with something. No Diddy.
Right.
Or like, oh, you know.
Or how it started. Yo, I put all my guys in position. No Diddy.
That's perfect.
Right.
That's a perfect... I said it to someone this week. I'm trying to help with the podcast. I was like, no, listen, whatever sort of advice I can help and blah, blah, blah. No Diddy. makes sense.
So you can't say, yeah, I got to go hang out with my boy Little Rod. No Diddy.
No, you don't need to. Wow. It would just be A.O.
Okay.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Well, let's go then. Yo, Laura Staff.
Yes.
I feel like you picking sides on this program. You haven't even covered Drake's post on IG today.
It's coming. We gotta, we're taking things step at a time, but it's coming.
No Diddy. Hey. You can't hear that
switch, but you can't. These guys are such children. I'm off blue. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a
carrot, she might choke. She gon' swallow, she'll go.
connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Rosenberg trying to convince me to trim my beard down to relinquish some of my gray.
Here's my point. You won't always have the option. The option's going
to
be gone.
I'll always have the option to shave.
No, but not to have it be like a black beard still. You would still have kind of a black beard.
Remember, I had a non-gray beard. I've had a beard at some level.
For a long time.
Since I'm 24, probably.
Right, so what's the need to do it again?
So, like, for probably 15, maybe more years, I didn't have grays. I actually looked forward to having grays at a point.
Well, no, we know you did, because you made up a brand.
Yeah, old man, bro. It's like, yo, man, I'm all brand. I ain't even got gray yet.
Yeah, so now that he has it, why would he ever get rid of the...
Yo, man, it's great, too.
Fits the part.
It's great. Yeah. I like it.
Why is it great?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't worry about it. It's like not a thought, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
It's almost...
It's like
me,
I don't have to care. It's one less thing to care about.
Some freedom.
Yeah. For me.
I mean, listen, it looks fine. It's not like it's bad. You're obviously doing quite well, but I just feel like it would be... It feels scraggly. I'm like, I want you to clean it up for me.
I'm scraggly.
It feels definitely scraggly. It would just like feel...
I'm unkept.
You know what it feel? You know what it feel? You know what Issa would say? Satisfying. If Issa came in one day and that thing was like all cleaned up, she'd be like, wow, satisfying.
No, she would say it. She would go, Daddy, you look really nice. Yeah. You should do this more often.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I put on like nice clothes or something, she'd
then
be like,
Like,
literally, I could have on a black t-shirt and just some black pants. She'd be like, you look nice. Which means I look dusty and disgusted all the time.
This more often.
Yo, let's go. We take your calls right now. We're talking congestion pricing, okay? We just want to know, is this new price? Laura, do you know when this starts, Rosemary? Anybody know when this actually begins?
I'd always heard it was around now.
Yes. April, right?
They said spring.
But we don't know if this is this week because the headline reads, let's see here, MTA board approves final congestion pricing rates at board meeting. This was just yesterday.
Now I'm hearing mid-June.
Yeah, keep pushing it back, I hope.
But they've approved the price. But the question is this going to change how you travel into the city at all? Well, because Rosenberg...
My problem is I don't think it's going to change anything.
I mean, and you're pushing people towards the subway. The subway is not great.
Well, it's not reliable, that's for sure.
Not reliable. Is this what all the new safety measures in the subway is? Well, because they know that...
What are the new safety measures? Let's be honest.
It's nothing.
More cops... harassing people for tolls or fares, excuse me.
And to be honest, for some of the people that live outside of the city, it still might be cheaper to pay the 15 a couple of times a week than to get a, I don't know, MTA like a Metro North Rail Pass or Long Island Railroad Rail Pass or New Jersey Transit Pass. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because if I pay 15 twice a week,
right,
you know, I'm at like, what? What's that?
15 twice a week.
220 a month? Am I doing that right?
Instead of paying like $300 for a monthly ticket.
Wait, no, you're saying you do twice a week?
Yeah, like, because you know now people, there's tons of people who don't have to be in the office.
Right.
There you go. 120.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's going to change nothing. So I had a thought the other day. I was like, I was like, this is going to be so annoying because I live in the city. I live right above the line. So I'll literally, every time I want to go down 10 blocks, would have to pay.
Right.
And I'm like, this is what's that cast?
I was going to say, no, but you're the perfect example, Rosenberg. They want you to take the subway and take a city bike and a Uber because you live in the city. They're like, oh, well, he doesn't need to drive.
Correct. Wow. No, you're absolutely right. But, of course, there's situations, as we know, like coming down here early in the morning, I'm not doing it.
Or going across town.
Yeah, like there's just situations. Or it's dinner at night and you're dressed up and you're like, I have a car. I want to get in the car.
I'm not gonna.
Exactly.
So I was like, you know what, though? Maybe it'll be worth it, seeing as I can't afford it. Maybe it's okay. And, like, I'll be like, you know what? At least selfishly, the traffic's better. And I'll go, this kind of work. That's not going to happen. The traffic's not going to get better.
Let's go to Kadeen. Kadeen says he, she, they works for the Port Authority. Kadeen, good morning.
Good morning. So there's actually three different agencies in New York that can suspend you.
Wait. There's three different agencies in New York that can do what?
Suspend your registration.
Oh, wait. Yeah, of course there are. There's DMV, there's Port Authority. Yeah.
There's Port Authority, there's MTA, and there's NISTA. Port Authority is the bridges and tunnels that connect New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
MTA is the bridges and tunnels that connect the five boroughs, and then NISTA is the New York State Thruway.
Yeah, but what does this have to do with whether or not you're going to stop using or coming into the city if it's $15 for congestion price? Or you just wanted to inform us of that?
I just wanted to inform because you were given information. It wasn't right either. That's why.
Oh, God.
You were saying this morning about, you know, where does the money go? It doesn't go to Easy Pass. It goes back to the city.
Does it?
Well, how about this?
This is very useful information because guess what? I thought I was doing the right thing by checking with all the Easy Passes and MTAs and stuff. Had no idea that I owed $8,000 to Port Authority.
Yeah, so even though you paid Port Authority, you might owe money to MTA and they can suspend you all over again.
Well, no, I called them. I knew they existed. Well, because Kadeen heard me talking earlier just about, like, who's his money go to.
Don't worry. Kadeen, don't you worry. There's not a soul listening to this show who listens regularly who trusts Ebro when it comes to this subject. The man's a walking disaster. They hear him and go, whatever he does, I'm not listening. Right. So, thank you, Kadeen.
No, but there's definitely people who know, they don't know who they're paying. That's definitely
a
thing.
For sure. I mean, because I've never had a problem, knock on wood, I don't know. I just let the Easy Pass go. Mm-hmm. For some reason, your Easy Pass refuses to get along with these machines.
Well, no, yeah, I think it was because of the it was placed wrong on the window was one thing, and then it was I think I changed the credit card another. Like, I've gone through this, like, trying to figure out how I keep screwing up. Like, what's the problem?
Right.
I don't understand. So the question really is, congestion pricing, is it going to stop you from driving into the city? Are you going to change how you move around? Cassandra.
Hello?
You're on the air. Will it change how you're driving?
Good morning. No, it's not going to change how I'm driving. So I live in Queens, and I live in a part of Queens that there is not ample transportation for me to get to the city. And I have a medical condition, so I can't be up and down on the stairs in the train. So I have to drive. So basically, I'm not going to eat. And the other point that I'm going to make is I live in Queens. Everybody that comes into New York City has to go through these airports. So Queens should be putting a tax on all the other boroughs then if we're going to play like that.
Well, so now, Cassandra, let me ask you something. Is there some sort of workaround because of your medical condition? Right, like I heard them talking about things to help people. Whether they had a financial one. Yeah, whether it was financial hardships, teachers, city workers, you know, if your income was at a certain level, there were these talks. I don't know if it's happened, and I don't know if you had the time to research, but, you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to get charged. It just means it won't be
$15. I'll definitely look into it, but I don't believe it, because anything the city has to offer, the answer for me is always I make too much. I'm in that bracket that I don't fall in those levels. So I always get hit.
Well, you're listening to the right program. With your rich ass. We appreciate you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to eat with the congestion prices. Thank you.
Stop eating. No lunch.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. So we're talking about congestion pricing, obviously, and will it change how you come into the city? Frank, will it change how you're coming into the city, sir? Good morning. Thanks for jumping on.
Good morning.
Hey,
Oh, Frank, your line is bad, man. I think you're cutting out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Is this congestion pricing going to change how you commute, how you get in and out of the city? Or you can stop driving into the city?
No, I'm not going to stop driving into the city. But honestly, I feel like it's going to expand kind of how they did with the speed cameras, where they were put in just for the schools, and then slowly was rolled out more and more because it was creating too much revenue. I wouldn't be surprised if we see this in Brooklyn and Queens in a few years.
Mm.
Downtown Brooklyn for sure.
Yo, and by the way, there's no world I've never seen in my 49 years on planet Earth where a company, an agency, a city, whatever it is, starts making new revenue, and they decide, you know what? We don't like this. We're not going to do this anymore. Yeah.
Let's go back to the no money. Let's go back to the no money plan.
Yeah. Let's give people a break. Yeah, okay.
Daniel, you wanted to jump on about congestion pricing to say what? Is this going to change how you commute in and out of the city?
Good morning, y'all. What's going on? How's everything?
What's going on, sir? Talk to us.
So listen, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. All of y'all, because New York, everybody just keeps throwing the prices up, but nothing gets changed. Nothing helps us at all. So you throw the prices up for Easy Pass. There's nobody at Easy Pass actually taking the money. How do you charge us more for somebody not being there?
How are
you going to tell us to get on the bus? How are you going to tell us to get on the train, but you're not making it safe, and you're not making it more, you're not making it more accessible for us to get on? It doesn't make sense. And then you want to hit us with the congestion prices, but at the end of the day, if they're not making it safe for the train or for the bus, then what do you think I'm going to do, walk?
No, they're actually not worried about what you're going to do.
They don't care. They're not giving
us any options. You know what I'm saying? Every time, everything we look at is throw the price up. But yeah, at the end of the day, what are we receiving from that besides a bill?
Thank you, Daniel. I was just telling Rosenberg and Laura off the air that, you know, as new revenue rolls in, right, and this is just my experience working in corporate America. As new revenue rolls in, everybody starts gunning for that pot of money, whether that be a pay increase for the individuals who are working at the agencies that, you know, run these things, whether that be the company you buy soap from that cleans the whatever. The gas goes up. Tires are more expensive. The mechanics that fix things are more. Everything starts to go up.
Except
and then the
salary.
Except our who use these agencies, our salaries aren't going up.
Right.
But if you work for these agencies, they are saying that some of those people are seeing increases, especially the executives.
But it doesn't end up making it to us ever.
Right? No. Well, no. But think about everything that's like that. Like there was a news story I just heard this morning that there's going to be some like there's going to be an issue with the supply chain of auto repair parts in the coming weeks, which is going to drive up prices of auto repair parts.
Yeah, it's OD. It's crazy.
Right? And so who's going to pay for that? Not the the corporations who are selling you the auto repair part are not going to give you a price break. They're not going to jeopardize their margins. They're going to use it as an opportunity to increase their margin.
Right.
It's the worst, man. And by the way, I was in the train.
And this is why capitalism's great, y'all.
Yes, isn't it awesome? Isn't it the best? I was in the. I took the subway to the Ranger game the other day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't taken the subway to Penn Station in a minute. So I was like, you know, I'm very big on the subway crime talk is overblown. It's election year. They always want to do the law and order skit. Let me see what it's actually like. So I took the subway down. And I have an update. It's not great. It's not 1986.
It's not 1996.
It's not 1996, but it's also not 2015.
Right.
It is. There is like the amount of homelessness and sort of people who just look a little
disheveled and like they're dealing with something.
Like they're dealing with something, and like you kind of are like, oh, that person's walking kind of erratically. Let me just keep it moving. There is a little bit. It's not the way they're making it sound. It's not the Wild West, but particularly that part of town, kind of where we spend time, the high 20s into the 30s, 7th Avenue to 9th Avenue, it is sketchy.
Well, and you know why? I have a theory. You know, a lot of those people, we didn't used to see them because they was over in Hudson Yards.
Yep.
Tucked in those back blocks over there by Javits and Underground and all that, hiding over there. Guess what's over there now?
Hudson Yards.
And so where are those people going?
The closest next neighborhood?
Underground.
Or just, you know, tucked on 38th and 8th, which is like scaffolding and some rando retail. Or some of those back, you know, kind of like, you know, fabric stores and things like that. And fur stores, you know, those weirdo blocks.
Exactly. They're around now. And if you You go to a Knick game, a Ranger game, whatever. You walk away from the Garden a block or two. Oh, those blocks at night do not feel great. Even after a game, they don't feel great.
Congestion pricing is a talk. We'll take a couple more calls. Let's see. Ashley. Ashley, is congestion pricing going to change how you commute in and out of Manhattan?
100%.
Talk to us. What's your plan? What's your plan?
So I just recently moved to Jersey a couple of years ago because the MTA and pricing was just going through the roof.
Mm.
But didn't at one point they put a congestion fee on taxis?
They sure did.
At the 125th?
They sure did.
Does that mean they're going to start adding
more?
125th? Yeah. So, yeah, there's no way. There's no way. New Jersey is increasing their fares, too, coming from Jersey into the city. And then now the city, they're wilding. I'm just going to stay home.
Yo, get one of those at-home jobs, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Get one of those virtual jumps where you ain't even got to leave your crib.
By the way, they think this is going to make...
I walk dogs in my neighborhood.
There you go, Ashley. Yo, I heard dog walkers out here caking up, by the way. It's a great move. Go for it.
So, but think this is going to make the city... I just talked about the issues we're already seeing. It's going to be better when you empty it out of all the people who are gainfully employed and want to spend time. Let's get rid of all the gainfully employed people.
Right.
So you'll have the rich people in their towers. It becomes Gotham City. And then the rest of the city is horrifying.
But they don't care. They're like, they're not going anywhere. They got to work.
Exactly. And they're the rich people in their towers. So why do they care?
Well, there was a report, man. And, you know, like, as much as this, we hate the idea of $15, you know, you had city council, you had an environmental report, you had the community speaking out, you had all these people. There are people who live in Manhattan who see this as an upside to help fix things. Like, we can't act like. There aren't people who agree with y'all that it's going to be bad, too. But there are people who feel like they've done enough research that this is going to be something. Let's go to Gabriel.
That's the minority, you know?
Who drives trucks. Gabriel, is this change? I mean, this isn't changing anything for you.
Nah, this isn't changing anything for me.
And how does your company or whoever you drive for, have you guys talked about how you're going to pay for this?
Oh, we already started charging more people for the deliveries.
You see that?
So the increase goes, what kind of delivery are you doing? What are you driving?
So I work for a company that handles with theaters and like production companies and stuff like that and studios.
Okay.
Okay.
And let me ask you a question. When you go to drop off something, is it ever during the day?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan every day. I cross those bridges every single day.
And when you go to drop this thing off, do you sort of just pull over to, like, the left side of the road and stop the truck for dumb long and things get...
And double park.
And double park as things get taken out?
So that was my problem. So I got kids, so when I drive my kids, I live in the Bronx, and I drive in... So I only cross the 59th Street Bridge personally with my car just to go into Queens for, like, four blocks, right? So I'm paying $15 to drive four blocks. I don't drive into the city during the week or during the weekend because I'd rather just take the train. So I'm paying $15 to drive four blocks.
But the funny thing that I was going to say was, and I say this with all due
respect.
Thank
you, Gabriel.
Because it's not Gabriel's fault. We're talking to a guy who's frustrated about congestion. The congestion is because the trucks blocked the whole goddamn street.
That's the only congestion
everywhere you see is the trucks lined up on both sides of the street.
And it's not going to stop.
Yo, and cab drivers. That pull over.
Yo, the cab drivers.
They be triple parking.
Yeah, no, it's real talk, yeah.
By the way, you know, with congestion pricing, the trucks will be charged between $24 and $36, depending on size.
And they still going to be in the city.
Well, no, but like Gabriel just said, that's not on them. They're just going to raise the price of whatever the thing is they're delivering.
Yeah, and he said they're already doing it.
So we're going to get hit from every angle. The prices will go up.
Sir.
The congestion goes up. It's just the
streets will still be blocked by trucks.
Streets are still going to be blocked by the trucks.
Yo, Andre, thanks for your call. He says this is bad for New Yorkers. Tiffany lives out in Jersey. Thanks for your call. But we want to close out with Stelly. I hope this is a good call, Stelly. You said this ain't going to help none of the people, and you're not going downtown.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you're on, man. Talk to us.
Yo, I think this is bad for everybody that even comes into the city for anything. Like, I'm a teacher on the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side, and I don't even go past 59th Street. But if I'm coming from Yonkers, getting on the Henry Hudson, I'm going to be in traffic all the way back up into Yonkers because of the congestion you're forcing everyone to take the Henry Hudson. You're forcing everyone to take the FDR. So people who are traditionally don't even go past 59th Street, right, we're going to just be sitting in traffic for hours for all the people that have been flooded and pushed out to the side. And it's not going to change anything. And it's not going to change anything in the city itself, right? There's still going to be congestion in the city. It's New York City, right? So the trucks are still going to be double parked. The cabs are still going to be there. It's not like there's more drivers in the city now than ever. There's actually more Ubers and more trucks and more construction and less actually lanes to drive because of all the bike lanes and all the outdoor restaurants. And through four lanes are now two lanes, and it's impossible to get down anyway. So they're not really actually helping anything. They're just forcing people to sit in more traffic. So the people that never even go past 59th Street are just burning more gas. And the FDR is what we call a crap show anyway.
Oh, man. It's a video game.
Imagine that.
Yo, it's going to be crazy.
It's crazy.
Thank you for your call. Great call. Great call. Nailed all the points.
Congestion everywhere else.
Yo, Rosenberg, you look stressed.
No changing.
I was just thinking about it because I'm like, well, how can I avoid it? Because when we go to Long Island a lot, that's where family is. We can go north, so we won't pay it then, right? We'll go north. We'll do Cross Bronx and go over that.
Oh, you said Cross Bronx. Woof.
Hit him with the button. Well, I already do that, but that's just going to get worse.
But it's going to be
RFK?
Worse.
You hitting that RFK?
It depends. Throne's neck, RFK. But then anytime to come down here or to go to other workplaces.
I know. This is one of those scenarios where you hope you're wrong. Like, you're kind of like, look, we're about to get cracked in the head for some money. All right. That hurts. But what if the flow of the traffic is so much better?
That would be dope. But I don't see it. I just don't see it.
It's still an extra bill.
Hit me with the button for trying to be positive.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Right.
Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light on your darkness.
That's right. Bring you
Shani Coulter, burn the
darkness. And into the light.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who is out there in need of the guru.
Zen. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your email today and maybe we'll get to it tomorrow.
That's right.
Send it now.
Express.
All right, this is the second time I've reached out for advice.
Okay.
I listen to your podcast every day now since I don't have to be up that early in the morning, but I always catch you guys later. Anywho, a brief summary. My email was about, I'm with a great guy for about a year and a half, both in our mid-30s, live separately with family. My problem I was having is, he is not the most affectionate person. Intimacy is not what I'm used to. We are only intimate about once a week, twice if I'm lucky. He He claims his sex drive is low, and I obviously have a much higher one. He's a great guy, so I tried being okay with less sex. But it's more than just less sex that is really getting to me. He shows no passion towards me. Doesn't seduce me. No going down. Not even two rounds. I don't know what that means.
After the back first one, he wants a nap.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why would she be surprised like that when she's only having sex once a week?
It's like, well, if we're going to do it once a week, can we do it like five times?
You're an idiot. I mean, all due respect, you're just dumb. If you think you're
I
not...
keep going.
If,
keep
your,
going,
if your
keep
man's
going.
Issue is low sex drive and you go, and he can't even go back to back, bro, we'll talk about problem solving later.
And he can't go back.
And he can't go back to back. Okay. He doesn't just grab me and make out with me. Barely any PDA. Just everything I'm honestly not used to having in a sexual partner.
Okay.
I do love him, but at this time, the lack of attention and intimacy and affection towards me is really bothering me. It's consuming my thoughts and making me not like things I didn't mind before. And it's not like we haven't discussed this problem. I have on many occasions. Not much has changed, and I don't know what to do. I love him, and I know he loves me, but I'm tired of pleasing myself more than he even attempts to try to make a move on me. What should I do? Burn it down or give him more grace? I mentioned the issue 2 months into our relationship, and it's early. And honestly, to me, it just hasn't changed much. I'm tired of bitching for something that always came natural in past relationships. Please help.
How long have you been together, Mr.?
A year and a half.
Oh, it's over, y'all. It's over.
Yeah, burn it down.
That's not who he is, man. Yeah, if the problem was there 2 months in, it's just not who he is, and you guys are different like that. It's time to move on.
She has the answer. She told us what she needs to do. Burn it down or give him grace. That's it.
But once again, the give him grace thing is a big...
Okay. I'm sorry, bro. I meant burn it down, or deal with it.
Exactly. It's not give him grace.
That's really right. It.
The
yeah.
dealing with it would be like, you know what? Because here's the thing. A lot of times people feel the sexual thing is it's an obligation to society. And you society. Might be, meaning like you feel bad because you're not having enough sex, but you don't always really care about it, but you feel like, isn't everyone supposed to be having sex? But if in actuality you didn't care, I'd say then y'all are good. Keep rocking.
But she cares.
But you do care.
Now,
it's a repeated problem.
I want to throw something out there for her to consider. Okay. You said in your email, and I'm not a guru, but you said in your email that you're not accustomed to this in relationships. You're accustomed to someone, quote, and this was your quote, grabbing you and just wanting to kiss you, which sounds like initiating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you attempting to initiate are you just complaining?
This is what I was waiting to say.
Oh, yeah.
One, you're clearly not sexually compatible because 2 months and not everybody is. Yeah. So that's the thing, too. Also, it's just because you're not sexually compatible, you have to walk him into the water sometimes. And maybe not sometimes forever.
And a lot of times women's egos are not accustomed to doing that work.
Right. I'm the one that's supposed to be desired.
By the way, I'm what I'm hearing in the room, and I echo the sentiment, is some experience here. Why don't we have sex more often? I mean, would it hurt if you came up every once in a while and gave that is a regular thing in a relationship. Women want you to always set it off. But the thing is, when you have a man who's getting into his 30s and 40s, he may not feel like setting it off every other day. But if you set it off,
right,
he might be down.
That's right.
Or but if you're not she's willing, tried and he's tired.
Here you go, repping for the ladies. Yeah. She didn't write that in the email. She ain't working that hard.
She didn't write that she wasn't initiating. We don't know. Just don't know.
Well, I know women because I've been around. Y'all don't initiate most of the time.
That's a fact.
And I got years of experience, especially y'all pretty ones. Y'all pretty ones that just do nothing.
Let me tell you about these pretty chicks.
Just laying back.
Do nothing. Yo.
Come get me.
Y'all so
come
used to being
me.
Desired that y'all feel
you don't do nothing.
You don't do nothing.
Come take me. I want to be ravaged. Right. Come ravage me, for God's sake.
Word.
What about us? Yes, King. Yes. Talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying?
The heavy lifting out here.
We don't know what their situation is. But to Shawnee's point, I do feel like maybe you're just not sexually compatible. Do you like him enough to ride this wave? Is this what you want your relationship to be? Are you okay with it? Because if you're not, then maybe this is not for you. I just feel like, just be honest about it. If you are not happy, then maybe, and it's so important for you, then maybe this relationship is not for you.
That's right. If you're not willing to make a change yourself, or you try to make the change and it doesn't help, I will tell you this. I hate to say this. Right. Whatever he's shown you this early, he's only going to be able to change so much. You might have a better period. It's going to go back to this. This is his comfort zone. So if that's uncomfortable for you, and you're looking all the time to have someone who's trying to grab you and blah, 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 it's probably not going to be that.
And if all the other things about him are great and you leave him because of this, it could be.
Congratulations.
And if you're trying to initiate and he's giving you the Heisman, he ain't that into you.
That part too.
Because you should explore.
Maybe he doesn't have the same sexual appetite. Maybe he does like her.
No, you're right. You're right, Laura, but odds are I'm right. She ain't initiating. She ain't doing no work.
We don't know.
You make sure you're doing everything to make yourself as
especially
desirable.
If he's a good guy.
Yeah. You might not be able to do much about him going one time and then.
We'll repeat two.
Shawnee, I guess you can attempt, right? She can try those things, but if things don't really change, then you know your answer. He's showing you who he is, and you have to make a decision whether you want to stay in this relationship or go, right?
That's right.
So say those goodies.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Good luck. She's going to write us again.
Another weakness.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Stiles does a segment. It's called The Flashing Lights Report, and it's happening next. Laura Stiles, what are you working on?
So Drake had a cryptic message. I think the Kendrick Lamar situation is laying heavy on his head. And plus, I guess Rick Ross had a little subliminal to share, too. So we'll talk about it all coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
Big up the Marlies in town right now.
Yeah, Steven. Damien, what up?
Yeah, fire.
I was just running some Googles. It says that the congestion pricing is going to improve public transit. The money made is supposed to go to improve our public transportation system, including roads, bridges, etc. But I thought that's what we were doing every time we increased the tolls and the fares. And that's never panned out.
We've never seen this. They keep telling us this.
It wasn't enough. You know how much a pothole cost to fix in this city?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just making that up. I don't know.
And then I got a tweet from someone that says, nah, this money, they lying. This money is going to pay for all of the fines and lawsuits that the NYPD has.
Yo.
That's what this money really going to go to. Speaking of money, your chance to beat the buzzer is right now if you get on the line. But first, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
So Drake, with another caption, you know, it's all about the captions. He posted a picture saying, they'd rather go to war with me than admit they are their own worst enemy. And everybody's like, ooh. But also, I just saw Kes One send me a video of Rick Ross driving around listening to Kendrick Lamar's verse. Like,
what is going on out here, Laura?
Well, so there's been rumors that Ross and Drake ain't good. Because remember all the talk about Ross and Drake having a collab album? Remember that whole thing? It was like, yo, they got mad records together and it was supposed to be a collab album. Then there was this whole, like, they fell out because I guess maybe it's not going to, it'll never see the light of day and Ross feels some type of way. That's what the rumors are.
Right.
But now, with him driving around listening to Kendrick's verse.
And posting it. Right.
It's crazy to me that Ross is jumping in now, but he ain't jumping to help Meek. I'm so confused.
Well, at that time, Ross was still getting Drake verses.
Right. It could be because Ross was still good with Drake. This isn't about anyone else. This is a Ross thing. And he's seeing an opportunity. People now are seeing, now alliances are being formed against the superpower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Drake
but
is
we
a
don't
superpower.
Know. We don't know the reason between the Ross and Drake fallout.
I don't fully understand the reason of any of it.
Not really.
If I'm being honest with you, I don't see the reason of any of it.
Of
all of it. But I'll tell you
what. Well, I see Kendrick's reason. Just to be competitive.
Well, like, sure, to be competitive.
Just to be competitive and
your commercial.
And a marketing rollout, promo, bring attention, shine a light. Boom. But Drake's post on IG, Laura, read it again.
Let me see. It says,
you guys
they'd rather
so
go to
petty.
War. They'd rather go to war with me than admit they are their own worst enemy.
So, yeah.
Yo, man, listen up, bro. It's not IG time, but brother, this is war time. Let's get to these raps.
That's DJ Beef One. He wants
sick
smoke.
Of these quotes and these IG captions. Listen.
I can't believe I keep ending up on the side of defending Drake, but everyone like keeps yelling at him like he needs to hurry up. He's on a tour.
No, I'm not saying hurry up. I'm just saying save it for the record, bro.
Well, I'm sure. Listen, I'll be very disappointed if
save
we don't get anything.
Save it for the bars.
I think the biggest. My point. A week into this, my feeling is the week. 2 weeks into this, almost. Huh?
No, just a week.
Just a week.
It's been a long
it was
week.
Last Friday. It was a week.
Long
it's
week.
Been a long week.
So in the last long 6 days, week. My thought now where I'm at is everyone's obsessing over the Kendrick thing.
That's right.
It's really the future thing that's crazy. The future piece of it, these guys who made what younger people would consider, we're too old for this, but what younger people would consider a classic album.
No, I love that album.
Right.
It's a really good album.
Me too. I love that album.
Tons of records together. Mm-hmm. For you to then dedicate an entire project from beginning to end to tearing down a dude you used to work with, and by the way, it's one of Future's best projects. That, to me, is bigger than... Kendrick's is a rollout. Let's have some fun. Future, this is a friendship is over.
So now, did you guys see... Mm. So yesterday, it was moving around some girl claiming that the... Or people claiming that this particular girl who... You know, y'all know she was a former stripper or dancer or whatever.
No,
you don't say. Is the girl that the beef is allegedly over.
Yeah.
Whatever. The interesting piece for me was that Metro Boomin jumped in the comments and was like, y'all making up stuff. Just enjoy the music. Which immediately was like, wait a minute. All right, Metro, y'all just did a whole album. Did you expect people to not try to unpack what's really going on here?
Right.
Part one. And then I was like, but are we all being worked? Is this all just an interesting play for all of them? In some real, because it's not street beef. Like, it ain't nothing like with 50 and Ja Rule. It ain't over nothing going on outside.
True.
And if they're wrestling fans like Rosenberg is, and all of us watching even what WWE's doing with The Rock and everybody really getting back to putting on a show for the people.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Kendrick doesn't sound like he was putting on a show.
Well, because he's a great entertainer.
But he doesn't.
And Rosenberg, by the way, the whole thing about Drake having to come back to this quickly, he's the one that set that tone. Remember in the Meek back-to-back beef, he was the one that, y'all waited 4 days. Where y'all? He started this. He's the one that made coming back right back a thing.
Well, in true mastermind fashion, I made it a thing, but I'm just not that into that anymore. I've moved on.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it.
Okay. I've moved on. You guys are so immature.
Wow. You guys are so immature doing this rap beef.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:55, a high of 50 degrees today, rain most of the day, and alternate side parking is suspended for Holy Thursday.
Yo, we normally start taking your calls early. Freedom Friday is tomorrow. If there's anything on your mind, anything you feeling, whatever, you can jump on the line. It is your time. Freedom Friday will happen tomorrow. We like taking your calls and getting you lined up. And now, it is time to beat the buzzer. We have a Soraya. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm great. I'm ready to get you some money. Let's work together on this.
Yes, sir.
No matter how this shakes out, you're going to Summer Jam June 2nd, UBS Arena, Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red, Method Man, all that, Davido. It's going to be a good one. All right, Soraya, pay attention. It is time to beat the buzzer.
$390. $440.
Yo.
$450.
Okay.
$500.
There you go. Take the 500.
I like what you've done. Yeah.
Take the 500. Half a grand in your hand. Let's see, Soraya, where this was going.
$530. $600.
Right. Down 100.
Right.
That's 100.
$640.
That's 140.
Okay.
Not bad. You only left 140 on the table. $600 is yours.
Yeah. Congrats.
Tickets to Summer Jam.
Thank you.
Soraya, we love you for listening. That's why we pay you. You know what I'm saying? Every year something comes
every
around.
Morning.
You know what I mean? Hang on. Let's get your info, get you your tickets, and get you your money. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is 12 noon.
Thanks, Soraya.
All right, New York, pay attention.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.